This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Newsys, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 664.
664.
My name's Ingo Michael.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, 5 fans, 4 fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. He's going for his green tea with the chamomile and jism.
I believe it's pronounced chamomile. Oh, man.
And Siemens.
Yes. Siemens.
It's all good. Yes. That's where he works on the weekends.
Uh-huh. Exactly. How's it going, Matt? Go Bears! Did we talk about this last week? But what? They're going to have a Hard Knocks show in Chicago. Do you know that?
No, it's fucking awesome. Yes.
That's why I'm wearing my hat. It's pretty dope. I'm so excited. I think the league must think we're going to do great things. So,
I know the Bears upper management was avoiding that for so long, and they got to a point where I think they kind of got forced into it, and it's going to be a good thing. You got a new offensive coordinator, a ton of fucking new guys, new quarterback. Give us a little peek behind the scenes.
Let's see what's happening. We have a lot of hope. Hope is good.
It is good. This is always the best time of the season for us because we're undefeated.
And we have hope.
That's right. Hope. That's all we can have is hope.
Yes.
In a 10-7 season. That's what I'm hoping for. I'll be acceptable. What are you going to predict for them?
10-7. Whew.
They were 7-10 last year.
I know. I think they're still going to go 9. I think we're going to get a 9.
9-8?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they still make the wild card, though, with that. And then I don't know what will happen. We'll see.
You never know. We're a wild card. We're crazy. I think the quarterback paints his fingernails.
I think we're a wild card team at 9-8. That's my prediction. Okay.
I like this. We got places to be.
Yeah.
I was going to say before we start, I think I'm officially a Diaz brother right now.
Because
the amount of fucking cicadas that I've bitch slapped over this weekend, it's off the chart. It's off the chart. They're all over by my place. I had one land right here on my lip this morning.
Little fucker. Did you eat him?
Just like I should have, but I was like, I was doing yard work. So I'm like, I don't have time for this. And then, because they just keep coming at you. So now I'm like working on my timing. I'm going to get my slaps in on them, working some backhands. Like, it's fun because they're all over. You can't go outside without one or two landing on you. It's insane. And I looked at my neighbor's tree and they're just fucking all over it, swarming in my front tree.
Well,
it's the gayest thing ever.
We're only 40 minutes apart or so, and I have none. So
it's insane. I was looking, you know how your watch has a decibel meter on it to see how loud shit is. It was varying between 85 to 90 decibels.
Wow.
Consistently throughout the day today. That's how insane it's getting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God. You guys can all fucking die. I don't know how. Can we just burn them? Can we napalm some shit? Get some fucking helicopters with gunners?
Smoke. You smoke them out.
Okay. I'll kill them all. Kill them all. All right. Let's talk about some UFC. We'll get into some shit here.
I'm ready.
UFC 302. So one of the things that I saw is, remember how they instituted the new gloves and they actually used them for this event?
Yeah.
The weird thing, which I kind of said was going to happen, it didn't prevent any fucking eye pokes. There were multiple eye pokes during the event. So once again, it was a cosmetic upgrade just so we can have different colors. And I even think some of the logo, I want to say Makhachev, one of the UFC's logos rubbed off on one of his gloves too. I'm like, oh my God. Because I think it's similar to, I don't know if you saw, I think it was Major League Baseball. I want to say Fanatics took over making the jerseys and shit.
Yep.
And then really cheaply made shit. People are sliding, ripping their fucking pants apart. I don't know if that's what's the same thing with these gloves, but you would think the number one goal for instituting new gloves would be prevent eye pokes. Something functionally to change, not just, oh, we need gold, we need blue, we need rainbow.
Those gold ones were pretty cool, though. I mean, let's be honest. Those are some cool-ass gloves.
They were, but should both fighters get to wear those because it's a championship fight?
Just a champ.
Because Poirier had them on. I don't like that. I feel like that's champ shit.
It confused me. Yeah, the champ should be able to wear the gold gloves, I think. Right. Only the champ.
Yeah. And then the other guy gets to wear like some, like probably pink. I feel like if you're not the champion, you get pink gloves then. I'm very colorful today.
Golden pink. I love it.
Like Rich Franklin. A shout out to Rich Franklin with his fucking pink and brown shorts.
The brown pink we think works. Golden pink, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Two in a pink, one in a stink.
So before we get into the actual fight, I just want to talk a little bit about what happened before. Because did you see? I think I can share a sound. If it's on Twitter, I should be okay, right?
Well, if not, I'll.
So Paulo Costa throwing out the first pitch in New York. Here he is.
Yeah, you're fine with this.
He's on the mound. And what the hell is happening?
I got another angle of it, too.
Perfect. Perfect. He threw it like 20 miles out. That's not a strike. Or was that like Major League? Just a bit outside.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure the volume's off because it's fucking. Here you go.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Just a bit outside. He tried to paint the corner and missed.
Oh, man.
That was the worst one ever because Conor McGregor had a pretty bad one, but at least Conor had some velocity on his, okay?
He did.
This motherfucker, for all the juice he claims is taken, that was, might as well be throwing the ball left-handed.
Yeah, I think it was the pants. They looked tight. Maybe
he's in the fashion, that guy. Didn't work out for him. But anyway, Dustin Poirier, Islam Makhachev, what happens?
Well, you know, this was a hard one for me to watch. I felt like...
Why?
Makhachev did a lot of grapple fucking.
Yeah.
I think the corner... I think Poirier was yelling him in between round one and two, saying keep it in the middle of the cage because he can't take you down so easy, right? And that seemed to work a little bit. But Makhachev was like smothering with that once he got on top, you know, for round after round. He did get, you know, Poirier got some shots in. I think he cut him up a little bit and had him busted up in that fourth round, but, you know, or fifth round, sorry. There's a fifth round submission, Makhachev, right? Yeah, fifth round. Yeah, so he submits Poirier. I think Poirier just, you know, frustrated. Just the whole thing. I don't know. Did you enjoy the fight? Because I was just like, it was just kind of boring for me. I couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, I mean, same. There was some moments where it was like scrappy back and forth, but a lot of it is this bullshit take you down. Yep. And then I'm like, oh my God, can we stop playing this fucking style? I fucking hate it. I hate this style of. And he was doing fine striking.
He was doing okay.
Like he did way better than I thought. Because I thought Poirier would piece him up a little bit more on feet, but he's using the takedowns like his life depends on it. I gotta get this takedown, or I'm gonna die. Like, no, you're doing okay. And like that last takedown, he got some bizarro, I don't know what they even call it, some fucking ankle pick to a fucking Darce choke. And then submitted him. And I don't know how everyone scored it, but I was pretty liberal with my scoring, and I had it 2-2 going into the fifth.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, and I don't like Poirier. So
really? Which round? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I kind of had Makhachev winning every round pretty much, actually. Oof. I don't know. It just felt like maybe round three Poirier took, I think. That's the one where there was some action. I don't know. It just, you know. Yeah. It was not exciting. I was hoping for more. Dustin couldn't really stuff the takedown as well as I thought he was going to be able to.
No, he did well. I forgot what the stat was with the takedowns. Let me find that.
Was it? Because I felt like every time he got up against the cage, he got taken down. You know,
he Islam only had 5 of 16 takedowns. Oh, okay. But I think what happened is when he did get the takedown, he was down for a while. So it seemed probably
like,
more
like minutes, decades.
Right. Right. And as the fight went on, it seemed like Poirier got better because he was listening to the corner, like you were saying, to not be by the cage and yeah. be more engaged in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I think he was hesitant. And I think they were talking about that in the corner about throwing multiple strike combinations because he didn't want to mm-hmm. overcommit so that he could shoot a takedown. Because he's fucking fast to grab a leg. Because I remember one of them, Poirier was like trying to pull up on his shorts. Mm-hmm. And him doing that gave fucking Makhachev a takedown.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I've never been like, a fan of him
so
doing
stupid.
That all the time.
He's so just stupid.
Different shorts.
Yes. It's a weird habit. It's like when he gets struck and he's like, all right, motherfucker, now it's on. Like it's already on. You're in a fight.
It's
like,
too late.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a quote from Poirier talking about why this fight was so hard for him. Mm. He said it was the movement from Makhachev. He said that the timing of it is really strange. To get his cadence down, he wanted to open up more and throw more volume, but when he would commit to the pocket, he would exit weird. His dips with his head, I heard my corner telling me throw the knee the whole time, but I just felt like I might get taken down off of it. So it was like, I don't think he could get the timing. That thread of that wrestling was so great that I think it messed with him quite a bit.
Sure.
Which just makes sense, because, I mean, you can't just go balls out and then get taken down. That's not fun.
No,
we've seen that before.
Yeah, and that's no fun. Like, the crowd is booing because no one wants to see that shit. They want to see you stand and bang it out.
Yep.
And I got a bunch of stats from this fight too. So
let's see.
Besides the 5 of 16 on takedowns, they said Islam's 14. He's got a 14 fight UFC win streak now. It's third all time behind, and this still blows my mind. Kamaru Usman, 15. And Anderson Silva, 16 consecutive victories.
Wow. GSP's up there too, I think, but he's like 12 or something, I think.
Something
11.
Like that. Yeah. I think that Matt Serra fight fucked him up and broke that.
Anderson Silva still at the top.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And what was the other one? Michael Carroll tweeted this one out. He said, Islam Makhachev is now just the sixth fighter in UFC history to earn a submission by 5 or more different techniques. Do you want to take a guess at who are the other people in that? I had most of them, but there were two shockers to me.
Two shockers? Say that stat one more time while I think. Sorry.
He's the sixth fighter in UFC history to earn a submission by 5 or more different techniques. So someone who has submitted people by multiple ways.
I'm on Frank Mir.
Yep, he's on there.
Multiple different ways, 5 or 6 different ways. Who else am I thinking of? Not BJ Penn.
Mm-mm.
No. Who else? What's his?
You got it.
Charles Oliveira.
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I feel like
that's what I was sending
It's right there. Yeah. Charles Oliveira. Who else is him? Damian Maia. He's not on the list. Wow.
Which is surprising because I would think he would be on there.
Yeah.
Because he had a bunch. He might be at
John Jones.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
So I'll give it to you. So you got Frank Mir, Chris Lytle. Didn't know he's on there.
Wow.
You got Charles Oliveira. Another one I would not get, Stefan Struve. Like what?
Oh, wow.
He's not on there. And Jim Miller rounds it out.
Oh, Jim Miller. Yeah, duh. He's
he had
been
a bunch
fighting
of weird
forever.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Crazy.
So that's fun. And then the other thing, how about Poirier with the custom shorts?
Those
I thought for
cool.
sure. Yeah. I thought for sure, I'm going to pull this up, that extra power, right? Get the fucking...
Yeah. Like Hawaii flower power.
Yeah.
Something.
And then... Well, Volkanovski was calling out Poirier because Poirier still on the fence. He's leaning more towards retirement, it seems, because he just really wanted to get the title.
Yeah.
And now he's like, what am I doing if I'm not fighting for the title? It's going to have to be a really special fight. So Volkanovski is calling him out. I don't know if that's a special enough fight. I'd kind of like to see that. I still favor Poirier in that, but or is he going to try to go for a third McGregor fight? I don't really want to see that. But he's kind of in this weird place now, right? Like, what's a good fight for him? He's not getting another fucking title shot.
Not Volkanovski. I'd say a Diaz brother. That'd be amazing.
It's always fun to say a Diaz.
I know.
I'd be in.
I mean, it's hard. He's talking about, you know, his family doesn't want him to do it. Like,
so yeah, and it was weird seeing his daughter there, and she's crying, and I never want to see them interacting with their family. With the wives is okay. I don't like seeing the kids after the parent loses the fight. So anyway, let's get out of that fight. Let's do a little sponsor action.
Sponsor action, yes. Starting with today's episode being brought to you by Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Seriously, it's like
a movie.
It's like, bam.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
That's right, and like we were just talking, we had UFC 302 this weekend, and I showed everybody what I picked last week. I picked Dustin Poirier to have more than 25 and a half significant strikes in his fight against Makhachev, and I also picked Sean Strickland to have more than 21 and a half minutes of fight time against Paulo Costa, so I won. I'll post that up there. So it's very easy to use the Prize Picks app. You can download the app today. Use code NUTS for a first deposit match. Use code MMANUTS for a first deposit match up to $100. We'll get this all together. That's code MMANUTS for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Just like that.
Amazing. I don't know about you, but I am ready for summer.
Yes.
My skin, it's another story. It's dry, burns easily, and honestly, can use a little TLC. Good thing I've got the one skin.
Nice. I thought you were going to say THC. You're like, whoa, easy.
That's a different thing. There was one peptide. This is the one that targets the zombie cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin. Scientifically proven to reverse skin's biological age at a cellular level. So whether you're laying out at the beach, hiking, or heading out on vacay, OneSkin's OS01 powered sunscreens block UV rays while targeting the UV-induced skin aging you already have. Love all their products, but I'm really excited about their new limited edition bundle for summer called Summer Skincare Essentials, which includes their daily moisturizers and broad spectrum sunscreens for the face.
Mm-hmm. In the bow day. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using code FIT15. When you check out at oneskin.co, as summer heats up, give your skin the UV protection, hydration, and cellular support it needs with OneSkin. What do I personally like most about OneSkin? Keeps my skin smooth and mostly delicious. Waiting for Ingo.
Mostly delicious. Am I supposed to?
You still have more to go.
Oh no! Hang on, I got it. OneSkin. I closed the read. It's coming back up.
I'll go then.
I got it. I got it. I'm in. OneSkin is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code FIT15 at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin. .co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin.
Skin.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I thought I was done. I'm like, oh no.
You stroking out over there.
Yes.
It's okay.
I thought you froze because you were just not doing anything, and I'm like, oh no, you froze.
No, I changed my internet cable. Okay, I finally I unfucked it because I think I told you I was getting 10% of the speed that I should have been getting, and now fucking light speed,
100% of the speed.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Light speed. Then we should talk about this Sean Strickland Polo Costa fight. So,
dude, what a fucking fiasco and a disaster.
Boring as shit. And it's a problem when you have Strickland going forward and Costa not really wanting to engage. So it's just a boring fight. And the scoring was wacky as shit. We had one judge with a 49. How the fuck can you look yourself in the mirror? You score at 49-46 for Costa.
I heard that. I was like, what? What?
And then the other judges had it 50-45 and 49-46 for Strickland.
So the one judge was obviously high or something. Something crazy.
Yeah, he might have confused the fighters. Which one is which? I don't know.
Who is who? Yeah. That guy. Yeah. No, I mean, it was boring as shit. I don't think you can give Costa a single round. Maybe.
No, I don't
maybe,
see that.
Maybe. Was it round four? He was the most active in round four, I think. Maybe round four, but no. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's like, Costa's like just back. Strickland is just, you know, the one thing I didn't really agree with, which was confusing, they kept talking about the pace in the first couple of, like, Rogan and them. And I'm like, it just doesn't look like pace to me. This is just one guy moving forward and one guy moving back. They weren't really that active. Like, it was confusing. Right. It was confusing me.
You
that
need
they
two
kept
people
saying
to have a good fight. You need. Yeah. Who wants to control the center? And if you have both guys going for it, then it's great. But if you have one guy who doesn't want to engage, it's hard to have a good fight.
Right.
You need both guys that want to finish the fucking fight. And we sure as shit didn't have that. So the one stat from this fight is they said Sean Strickland surpassed, and I didn't know, Angela Hill.
Uh-huh.
For his second most significant strikes landed in UFC history. So he has 2,069 significant strikes landed.
Wow.
But again, this is like a cardio guy, like a Michael Bisping type.
He reminds me a lot of Diaz, Nate in particular. So sometimes how he plods around, you know, just kind of just moves forward, throws pat, peep, peep. You know, it's like all over.
Yeah.
But. Sucks. I was hoping for more. Really boring to watch.
Yeah, it's tough when that's a co-main.
Super tough.
And a 5-rounder. Maybe that should have been a 3-rounder. Because I think after the fight, Costa's talking about, I'm going to go back to my old ways and not try to conserve energy. Well, how about just go forward? Go forward in the fight. Try to finish someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Novel idea.
He's very timid.
Yeah, and that's a problem. You need to be super aggressive. I don't think the secret juice is working.
It doesn't seem like it, no.
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 And then the only other one I wanted to mention was just Kevin Holland broke whoever's arm he was fighting, armbar, tucked it under the arm and fucking wrenched it even more. It was already broken before he tucked it under the arm. And then he fucking cranked it more, and then they stopped the fight because the guy's arm was broke. And then the guy was going, I didn't tap. Like, your arm's fucking over there,
Tim,
sir.
Okay, Tim Sylvia.
You're wiping your ass with your arm. Like, what are you doing? your elbow shouldn't touch your asshole.
No.
But it is. Yeah. So I think John McCarthy weighed in on that and said, because someone was asking, well, why did they stop the fight if the guy didn't tap? And Big John McCarthy said, well, his arm was clearly broken, so you stopped the fight. It's the same thing like the Tim Sylvia fight. And then someone else asked, well, why didn't they stop the Rich Franklin Chuck Liddell fight? Because he blocked Liddell's kick and broke his arm, but then ended up like KOing Liddell. And John said, because no one knew his arm was broken. You couldn't tell.
Oh,
so
that's how tough
that's why
is.
I didn't stop it. Fucking but tough, it's, tough the shit. Rule is, according to John, is if they see something visibly broken, they have to stop the fight. So,
okay, so just don't be visibly broken.
Yeah, like John Jones' toe was it against Chael?
Seattle Sonnen, yeah, it was like sideways.
Okay, man, your toes pointing west. We're north south. What's going on? I don't know.
I have a video that I want to show from that, and then I'm done.
Sure.
So, I won't share a sound, but here, Donald Trump in attendance. You know, here he is with Khabib, shaking shit. Strickland was taking pictures with him. The Donald loves the MMAs.
He got quite the roar when they put the camera on him.
For sure.
It was out of control. People more than Donald Aaron Rodgers, because I think they started with Theo Vaughn, then they went to Aaron Rodgers, and then they went to Trump. And Trump, by far, had the loudest applause. And he got a shout-out from Sean Strickland, too, after his fight. So, I think that wraps up UFC Trio 2. Let's hit a little more sponsor action.
Okay. Starting with the...
Manscaped.
I'm a hot mess, man. One second.
I
got it. It disappeared on me. Here we go. Fellas, blink if you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet. Yeah, we thought so. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Maybe your pops has had that bush since the 70s, and that's okay. Our friends at Manscaped have crafted the total package for a special day. Sorry, I had to compose myself to read that. That's fine.
So good.
But whether it's for the boys downstairs, his beard, or even the best pair of underwear out there, Manscaped has his bases covered. Head over to manscaped.com/OMNuts and get 20% off plus free shipping from daddy to zaddy. Trust Manscaped.
I had the wrong read open anyway, so I just went back and downloaded the correct one. So here we go. You know that beard trimmer that your dad's been using since you were in grade school? Yeah, it probably needs upgrading. Introducing the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, the complete beard maintenance kit for all the bearded kings. This all-in-one kit comes with a beard hedger, Manscaped's most advanced beard trimmer, as well as shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm. Balm's very important for his beard. It also comes with a brush, comb, and scissors so he can style his beard and mustache like the true gentleman he is.
Get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. Never forget where you came from, if you know what I mean. Happy Father's Day, Manscaped.
Yes.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Right. And this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bedrooms, maybe the backseat of your car. Listen up, bluechew.com.
And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is a unique online service. It delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Best part, all done on the internets. No doctor office visits, no awkward conversations. And of course, they're made in the U.S. of A.
USA, motherfucker!
I'm not talking about the package. See,
I'm just waiting.
Now you can't make your joke.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just put a big fucking cock on the screen. It's not on the package. It's very discreet. Discreet. You don't know what's coming. Hit you in the back of the head like a cicada. At Blue Chew was to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use the promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS. To receive your first month free, visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
That was a rough set of reads there. I feel like I gave birth again.
We survived it. My bad. Yep. I was all disheveled.
That's not your bad. I can't see, goddammit. what else do you want to talk about?
Speaking of Diaz brothers, Nick Diaz makes his UFC return against Vicente Luque. He's doing a 5-round co-main event.
I didn't know it was a 5-rounder.
Yeah. On August 3rd in Abu Dhabi.
So I'm going to read out the rest of the card real quick, and then we'll circle back to this Nick fight. So you have Corey Sandhagen versus Umar Nurmagomedov, and then Nick Diaz, Vicente Luque, Figueiredo versus Chito Vera, Mackenzie Dern versus Lupe Godinez, and then Tony Ferguson versus Michael Chiesa on this card. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck is Nick fighting Luque? Why not do Nick Diaz versus Tony Ferguson?
That's a good question.
That seems like a more winnable and more fair fight for Nick.
Yeah.
Because I think Tony's on a, I don't know, he's lost like a baker's dozen in a row. Something like that. But, and I don't even remember all the names that they said Nick was offered or that people turned down. But there was a laundry list of people, and I think they finally settled on.
Why did they pick this guy? I'm trying to figure it out. I'm looking at his stats.
I don't know, because I think Nick even wanted to fight Colby Covington. I'm like, that's not right. You don't want to fight him.
No.
And I think Vicente is ranked 14 or 15. He's in the top 15 for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like an odd fight when you've been out for so long. And what was the last fight when he fought Robbie Lawler the second time?
4 years ago.
Got handled because he basically was injured and came back just for money. So it wasn't great, but
yeah,
it's good to see him come back. You know, don't get me wrong. What is he, 38 now?
He's up there.
So he's old. So
Luque is 32. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. He looks like he's in great shape. I saw he just got a brand new pair of nunchucks.
I knew you were gonna go there.
Nunchucking around. He did drop them though. He's rusty. Never drop your nunchucks.
Did you show the video?
I don't have it, but if you have it, you can show it.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me make this bigger.
He's still a hell of a nunchuckist. Is that what you're called, a nunchuckist?
I'm not sure.
Nunchuckist from Nantucket.
There we go.
See, higher, faster, stronger, or whatever it is. Got all blurry. I can't see. Whoa. If you get the ones with the steel chain in the middle, you're fucking legit.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, those got steel chains. See? And wood. See, I have two pair on my wall over here. I have rubber ones and wooden ones. You practice with the rubber and then you work your way up to the wood. But the wood ones I have had rope on them.
Oh, damn. He's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's just casual, you know?
He's obviously practiced.
Yeah, but there's a drop coming.
He's going to hit himself in the nuts.
But now he gets the rhythm and starts fucking going off.
This guy doesn't have a lot of space either. It's impressive.
No, and he's not hitting the wall. I'd be fucking hitting the wall and myself. For sure. Yeah. And, like, I don't know how many times I hit myself in the balls with those motherfuckers because there's moves that where you go in the inside of your thigh with it.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, I got to say.
Man, and think about this. Where the fuck do you buy nunchucks anyway? That was, like, such a big thing when I was a kid.
I got Chinese goddamn nunchucks and Chinese
stars. You can ask my closet how those felt. Because they had a big poster put over that. Man, my mom was not happy when we moved out. What are all these holes in the wall? God damn it. Fuck, you gave me Chinese stars. Where am I supposed to throw them? Like a fucking closet. And I put it over like that movie where they put the fucking poster over the wall. He's digging out of the prison.
Yeah. Shawshank Redemption.
Yep. That's what it was in my fucking room with Chinese stars.
But you didn't dig. You dug to China, didn't you?
I didn't. Maybe. Chinese stars. So close. So you got the stars. Halfway. I saw Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Unfortunately, we have to reschedule for a later date in 2024. Because Tyson had his ulcer flare up. And now he's got limited ability to train fully for the next few weeks. I'm going to tell you this. I've had an ulcer. That's fucking bullshit. it didn't stop me from fucking training. So there, I think there's something else going on. I don't want to say there's a heart issue, but I think they're claiming ulcer, but an ulcer is not going to prevent you from training. And I can speak from personal experience.
So you think it's like a cardiovascular issue?
I think there's something else going on. Cause why the fuck would they cancel this massive fight for a fucking ulcer? Makes zero sense.
Yeah. Not sure. You might be right. You might have some serious health issues.
And someone asked Dana White about that at the press conference, and he wouldn't even comment on it. So
He knows.
Yeah, there's something else going on. You don't cancel for an ulcer. I don't give a fuck if he's 57, 58. I was looking forward to that. Let's see it. So I don't know if Jake's going to take another fight. And I don't even remember when that was supposed to happen. Was the end of this month or July, August? Fuck if I know.
July. I think July 5th or something. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, what else is happening?
July 20th, anyways.
Okay.
What else is happening? Oh, today. Yes. Well, I'm running light on news this week, but okay. I have this. Today, which is June 2nd, 17 years ago, Brock Lesnar made his professional MMA debut.
Wow.
What
do you fight? Like that huge Hung Choi Dong, or what the fuck was that guy's name?
Oh my God.
I don't remember his first fight. Or was it Heath Herring?
He's hearing. I think there was
Heath Herring was one in one of his earlier fights.
I need to know that.
It's so long ago.
I'm trying to look it up.
Hang on, I'll get it.
God damn it!
Won't pontificate. I got there Fight Finder.
I'm on his Wikipedia, but it's really long because of all the wrestling.
I'm gonna go to Sure Dog.
Min Soo Kim.
Okay.
In Dynamite USA.
Yeah, and then Heath would have been.
No, Heath is third. Frank Mir was after. Frank Mir was his UFC debut.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, you think about it. He was in MMA for like 4 years, but he only fought a handful of times.
Yeah, and then came back for that Mark Hunt contest. Mm-hmm. He ends up 5-3.
Yeah.
He's only 46.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyways.
Well, that's weird. So I'm going to pull this thing up. It's a top 10 list. I want to get your feedback on this. Let me share the screen here. Top 10 scariest athletes. This is according to ChatGPT, and we'll go down the line. So number one, Mike Tyson. 2, Lawrence Taylor. 3, Ronnie Lott. 4, Serena Williams. Yeah, she's terrifying. Number 5, Brock Lesnar. 6, Ray Lewis. 7, who? Zinedine Zidane. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Soccer player.
Okay. Ronda Rousey at 8. Brian Urlacher at 9. And Bill Romanowski at 10. What do you think about this?
Well, we know for sure Brian Urlacher shouldn't be on that list.
Exactly.
Because of fucking Boss Rutten and that story he told where his buddies had to save Brian because Boss was going to piece him up outside of a bar.
So he's lucky Boss is a nice guy.
Yeah. So Urlacher shouldn't be on that list, you know. But I'm confused about Ronda Rousey. Why is she scared?
Why is Serena on there? Like, the
she's
people.
She's a competitor, man. That's why.
Bass Rutten, Chris Cyborg.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Probert from the Detroit Red Wings. How the fuck is he not on there?
Good point.
Jesus Christ. Like, the scariest enforcer ever. And ChatGPT is fucking retarded, I guess. Let's put a soccer player, a tennis player, a bunch of rando fucking football players. John Jones.
Athletes, man.
Fuck, man.
It's a tough gig.
It is. Did you see Josh Emmett has his own beer?
No.
I'll pull this up.
Cool. Is it like
Josh Emmett's One Punch IPA? Cool. It'd be nice if you opened it up and he came out of the can and fucking like you just open a can of whoop ass on yourself and he comes out and fucking KOs you like he did in his last fight. Ah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. It's from Knee Deep Brewing Company in Auburn, California. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I like that. You got anything else or should I go?
I saw the UFC 303 promo and it's pretty damn cool. I don't know that we need to show it here, but I recommend.
We can't because they'll cry.
I recommend you all go out and check it out. It's well done. I think it's exciting. UFC 303.
This is like two good fights on the card, but anyway. Whatever. Oh, and I already bought it. So it's interesting. When you buy some of the UFCs now, they offer you a $10 discount to buy the next one.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm fucking taking a discount for sure to see two fights.
So every time you get a discount?
Yeah, it seems like that lately. And I'm going to post this from John Morgan posted a tweet. I think he's, I don't know where he's at, if he's at MMA Junkie, but he says, delicate times right now. He says, one, FC is doing more Muay Thai and grappling than MMA. PFL-Bellator merger eliminates one potential bidder for services, and that group seemingly trying to make more conservative financial decision. Feels like a big market shift at the moment with free agency, because I think last show we were talking about, where do fighters go? Because Gegard Mousasi just got cut by PFL/Bellator, and I was thinking maybe he can go to one, but now one isn't doing that much MMA. So what the fuck is his option besides go back to UFC or bare knuckle fighting championship?
I think like, that's about it.
Like it's we're in a fucked up state right now. There's not a lot of options. It's weird how the UFC has just dominated everybody else in the fucking submission.
Well, it's because they have all that money. I mean, there's billions and billions of dollars channeling. I mean, who the hell can compete with that? It's impossible.
Yeah, where's Bodog when you need them? Oh, like God. All these crazy Bodog, guys that had millions of dollars. You're fucking having like Fedor and Fabio Maldonado or someone fighting on a fucking beach. Not he didn't fight him on a beach, but I'm saying
it's the Fedor.
It's the Fedor Emelianenko, Fabio Maldonado. What the hell is going on?
That was probably the most epic call of a fight.
It's
ever.
So cool. I always said we gotta get a fucking guy on our podcast. I don't know if he's still alive because I think he was kind of questioning the legality of the fight because Fabio sure was winning that fight and they should have stopped it, but they just kept like it's Fedor and fucking let him keep taking the punishment. He's going to come back at some point and you know, he does, but oof. I keep seeing all this shit on my timeline. So I'm going to have to blur some shit out, but
yep.
I feel like this is necessary to watch. This ties to MMA, so just give me a second. So apparently Caitlin Clark has been getting fucking railed in the WNBA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not in a good way. So you can kind of see this chick comes up and just fucking cross-checks her from behind. No foul, no nothing, right? And none of her teammates step up and help her. So if that's me and you're on my team and you're just star player,
that chick is getting pounded. If I'm inbounding that ball, I'm going after her.
I'm fucking taking a 20 game suspension on that one.
Yeah, I'll probably throw the ball at her, right?
I'll circle back to a story on that. But so Chris Cyborg saw that and she's like, "Hey, I'm a national level handball player from Brazil. I don't know what the fuck that means. Maybe it's basketball." So she said, give me a call and a 10-day WNBA contract. We will change the culture, Caitlin Clark. So can they do that? Can they just hire fucking Cyborg for like a stint and she can come out there and enforce some shit?
I think they should.
It'd be fucking epic. But
there it is. Women's basketball, in order to become popular, has to have a semblance of like 90s hockey. There has to be enforcers and they have to have some fights. Now
that's fine.
I think they make bazillions. We should make, let's make the call. Who's running that shit?
I don't know. Let's call.
We're gonna coin market that trademark. This is now our trademark.
That's fine. Like, let's do okay. this. I like this.
I love it.
Cyborg in there. You bring Amanda Nunes out. Fucking put Ronda Rousey on some team. She wants to get back in the fucking game. Come on, let's go. They don't even need to know how to play. You just go out there. Your job is to foul. Run off the bench and flatten that bitch.
Those women don't like her. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, one, it doesn't look like she's standing up for herself. And two, none of her teammates are standing up for her. So, and that's the bigger problem.
It's weird.
Because it's just like it equates to hockey. You don't let anybody fuck with your star player. And if you need to make a trade to get a fucking goon, you get the goon. Protect your star. Like, that's what I used to do in floor hockey for, yes. like, Brian, like our friend Brian. If anybody touched him and I was on the fucking side, I would jump over and fucking crush. Like, we got in a big brawl the one time because I fucking, like, the biggest dude on their team, like, hit him. And then I came across and fucking cross-checked that guy and started off a big brawl.
Nice.
I'm like, hey, man. If anybody wants to fight my roommate, you gotta go through me first, motherfucker.
Perfect. The enforcer. I love it.
Yeah. You gotta have those. You gotta protect the star players or
absolutely
your roommate, you know. Anyway, what else is going on is out there?
I just have a KO left.
Okay. We can run some KOs and I'll come back to some shit. I only have one, so have start one it off. KO.
I can't share sound though. There's stupid music, but here we go. This is a little fun knockout that you're going to see in a second. He's going to get him with the kick, and then down he goes.
Oh, shit. I don't like those kind of knockouts. That's like angle. Brain damage. And he's just offering his chin up, and he's lucky that guy was nice because there was another four shots to be had on him.
At least, yeah.
Let's see what I got. I think I've got a... I love this hay barrel. Hey, barrel. I love these KOs. I love this octagon or this ring.
Oh, damn.
Where you take that face fuck coming in.
Is that Chuck Liddell reffing or what?
It almost looks like.
It's not, but...
Oh, let's see. Oh, 14 years ago. I'm going to have to blur this one out. This fight happened. This is where you get the hammer fist of death. Mike Russo, Todd Duffy.
Oh, yeah.
Who Ingo did interview once.
Yes.
Well, Mike Russo, I don't know if he's still a Chicago police officer,
super
but
nice guy.
He was really? At the time. Super yeah, it nice. Seemed like everybody we talked to, like when we were first starting out the podcast and weren't really sure which direction we were going with it or the website. We're just kind of, or more you. I'm like, why don't you interview these people? I don't want to fucking do this.
It was exciting. I remember I went in Vegas and interviewed Johnny Hendricks and a bunch of guys. And
a team takedown, Jake Roschel.
I interviewed him, and then we finished. And then I realized that I forgot to hit record on the camera. And then, and then I was like, oh, my God, I'm really sorry. And he did it again. And that was really nice of him. He didn't have to do that. So, but he did.
Yeah, and I think it's too, like, these guys are young in their career, and they're just hungry to talk to anyone. Yeah. I know we had Damian Maya and Caprito on one of the shows and talked to Matt Brown, and we tried to have Ricardo Lamas on, and that got all fucked up, but he hung around with us for an hour, or at least to me, and I'm just awkwardly talking to him for an hour. Yeah, they're working on things. How's trading going? Like, can you guys figure this shit out? Because this is bad. Fucked up. I'm sorry, Ricardo. We'll
major
we'll
problem.
Talk to you some other time. But and then Keith Kaiser, the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, we
that
had him
epic.
On.
Well, we didn't have this technology then, so it would Zoom. Like, hey, that if we had Zoom, it would have been easy.
No, this was fucking like probably 12, 13 years ago.
Yep.
It was way more difficult to try to coordinate this shit and get everybody on, and the smoke and mirrors you'd have to do with the video editing, and it's a lot of work. Now it's way easier. I saw this camera angle. So hockey, I don't know what league this is in, but they have a new camera angle for when they have a hockey fight. I want to get your feedback on this. It reminds me of a video game we played once. But wait till they go to the ref cam on this.
Oh, geez.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Okay.
I can't do this, Ingo.
I'm not looking.
What the hell was Gears of War? That was the game. We're playing it. I said, I got to be done. I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's nauseating because the camera's
that game, but yeah,
rotating. But like
I get that. That zombie game got me. That had that similar one that you played, and I couldn't play it. Like the frame rate was all wonky.
Yeah, there's some of these games, right?
Yeah. Crazy. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I take it as a hard pass. I saw there was a weird 2-on-1 fight. It's a fat man and two OnlyFans models. And let me tell you what, the fat man does not hold back.
Oh, damn.
So these chicks are getting CTE at an alarming rate.
They're going after it. Bad camera angle.
Yeah, I think this is a fan filming.
Oh, damn.
So I don't know how to feel about this, but because usually the guy doesn't go full bore, and this guy's going full bore.
He's going for broke. I don't understand.
And they have headgear on, but he is wrecking these bitches.
He sure is. Throwing haymakers.
Yeah, he is.
They don't have enough power to knock him out.
No, they're like half his size, maybe a quarter.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a
fan. Maybe this should have been a 4-on-1. But anyway, you get the gist of it. He eventually fucks them up.
Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, these are things that can't happen, I think, in the United States.
Well, they shouldn't happen. I mean, come on.
No, and then that just, when I saw that, that reminded me of when we were doing Krav Maga, and they would make us spar because the class would have women in it. And they're like, okay, you two spar. I'm like, I'm not fucking hitting a woman. I don't feel comfortable with this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're just playing defense the whole time. And then, okay, I'll tap you with one. And I'm like, oh, shit, I think I fucking hit you a little too hard. I'm not throwing any more punches. This isn't right. Mm-hmm. This just isn't right. But, you know, that was a little militant. Mm-hmm. So Eileen Perez fought on a card. She won. She likes to do dances, so we'll show her pre-fight dance here. Whoa. That was super loud. I don't know what kind of dancer she is, but I believe she's a booty dancer.
Whoa. Okay.
She likes to drop it down.
What is happening?
She's the one that likes to throw that out there. She does have an OnlyFans, in case anybody's interested.
Mm-hmm. I love that you know these things.
I like to keep dibs and dabs.
Abreast of the situation?
Maybe even tabs. It could be abreast or two. It's all about the situation, Ingo. Got to be informed. Speaking of all that, so, you know, we were showing, I think it was last week, Conor McGregor training hard for UFC 303. We've got some more training footage of him training super hard. No sound.
Oh, whoa.
This is Connor. This is his phone.
Oh, nice. Okay. I thought the lady was Connor. I was like, what happened to him? There he is. He's having the best time.
He is. The time of his life. Training hard. 4 weeks out, man. Forward stout.
Should not be partying. It's not a good look.
See, again, I don't know. Is his wife in that gaggle of ladies?
I mean, is he just messing around? Maybe he's not even drinking.
I feel like he's putting out some fake vibes, but he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's training hard and he's not really drinking, but he's just out. Maybe he's just coking it up.
Perfect. That'll do really good for him on fight night.
I'm sure it will. Let's do a little tweet of the week, and then we'll be right into knowledge. I don't know where I find things, but it strikes me funny. Whoa, Black Betty, Bam Blam.
Jesus.
Is that her name, though? Bamber? And that guy's name is Lamb? Or are they guessing? Whoa, Black Betty, Bam Blam.
Whatever that means.
I don't know.
Bam Blam.
I love that fucking song. I play that video every once in a while. It's from the 70s. I think they're all dead, though. That's what's unfortunate when you like a lot of 70s music. A lot of those guys aren't still alive.
That's too bad.
Yep. Knowledge. What do you got for Knowledge?
I don't even know. I got nothing, I think. Knowledge. I'm drawing all a blank. All nothing right. Nothing eventful happened this week.
It's true.
It's just like the week after school stopped for the kids. And yeah. It's like this weird felt like a whirlwind. So I don't even know what the fuck I did the last 5 days. Because it just, everything's different all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's true.
But next week I'll have some, I'm sure. I'll be back to normal.
All right. You know, there is hockey playoffs going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's Edmonton. I think they can clinch tonight if they win. But
are you following it?
No, not really, but I might start because I'll share this with you. This is how they celebrate in Edmonton.
Hey, now.
I'm going to have to blur the shit out of this, but god damn. That's how you make me an Oilers fan.
I'm in.
This is old-time hockey.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need? You need tits, blood, fights.
It just keeps repeating.
I can't stop it. Like, who am I to stop this? Sometimes greatness is happening in front of you, and you should not stop greatness. I'm just saying. And I like the lady in the background. She's like, I got to get a load of these, too. She almost falls over.
The video.
She almost loses her shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think I'm an Edmonton Oilers fan. I think I'm going to root for the Oilers.
That might be the best knowledge you've ever had.
I don't know. I'm going to have to blur the fuck out of that. I'm sorry, kids.
But it was amazing. It was. Might have been the best one ever.
Might have been. And my original tweet was deleted for some reason. Like, why? Can't handle bodies. Things start slapping around. No, let's shut down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.